Good morning, good people. It is 3rd October 2020. It is the first Saturday of the month dedicated to Our Lady. The readings are from Job chapter 42 verses 1 to 3, 5 to 6 and 12 to 17 and the Gospel from Luke chapter 10 verses 17 to 24. As we reflect the final part of the story of Job, we are reminded that God alone could fill and replace everything to us with all that we have lost in life. Blessings are to come for those who trust the Lord till the end. The power to be happy and contented is within each one of us. More we pass it on, greater we become stronger. Recognizing the mysteries of God deep down in our lives, we begin to appreciate the moments of God like that of Job. Material blessings are not the proofs for being virtuous, but to have a feeling of encountering God in all what we have gone through in our lives. The responsorial psalm praises, Let your face shine on your servant, O Lord. Psalm 119, verse 135. The gospel invites us not to be proud of the gifts we have received, but to avail for the use of the common good. Satan cannot have the final say in our life. Our attitudes and behaviors could either become healing or hurtful. Jesus promises all, nothing at all will be able to hurt you. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. We all have received the power to heal. Why then we end up hurting others? It is due to our selfishness and pride destroys what God intends to build in us. Joy comes by sharing and in praying. Whenever we have done something well, we are joyful. If someone else done better than us, how do we feel? Our rejoicing need not end up in self-boasting, looking down on others and thinking that God is not fair. As we count on our blessings in our lives, let us be aware of the blessings of others and continue to remain faithful and grateful to God. May you have a good day. God bless you.